Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning. I'm your host, Apostle Larry C. Barge, and I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning here in the studios of ALBTM Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, and this morning we are dealing with HGKM Project's show session, and we're talking about the Lord of the Harvest, the Master Seed Sower, the Lord of the Harvest, the Master Seed Sower. That's what we're talking about this morning. He's the Master Seed Sower. Who is the Master Seed Sower? The Lord of the Harvest. He is the Master Sower. We're talking about that this morning. Thank you for joining me here in the studio. It's been a great day. It's a great morning. We give God praise. I'd like to start out quick for a few minutes. We can do a little praise. We give God praise and glory. We worship his name. We magnify his name. We exalt his name. We lift him up. We give him praise, for he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be praised. And we praise him this morning, and we exalt his name, and we lift him up, and we give him praise, for he's the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords, and there is none other like him. We magnify the name of the Lord this morning. We give him praise, we give him glory, and we magnify his holy name, his righteous name, that is above all, that is in all, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up, and he's worthy to be praised. We give him praise. We magnify his name this morning. We lift him up this morning because he's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy to be praised this morning. Hallelujah be to his name. Glory and honor be to his name. We magnify his name. We exalt his name. There is none other like the Lord our God. There is none like the Lord our God. He's worthy to be praised, worthy to be exalted, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be lifted up. We give him praise this morning. We exalt his holy name. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. There is none other like the Lord our God. There is none other like the Lord our God. There is none other like the Lord our God. He's worthy to be praised. There's none other like the Lord our God. There's none other like the Lord our God. There's none other like the Lord our God. He's worthy to be praised. There's none other like the Lord our God. There's none other like the Lord our God. There's none other like the Lord our God. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. There's none other like the Lord our God. There's none other like the Lord our God. There's none other like the Lord our God. He's worthy to be praised. Let the heavens praise him. Let the moon praise him. Let the stars praise him. Let all creation praise him. Let everything that has breath praise the name of the Lord. For he is holy. For he is righteous. He is a true God. He is the living God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords.
They call him Wonderful Counselor. They call him the Healer. They call him the Deliverer. They call him the Redeemer. They call him the Restorer. They call him the Breakthrough God. They call him the Waymaker. Some call him El Shaddai. Some call him Elohim. Some call him Jehovah Jireh. Some call him Jehovah Nissi. Some call him the Prince of Peace. Some call him the Bright Morning Star. Some call him Almighty. Some call him the God of Abraham and Jacob. But all I can say is that he's holy, holy, holy. He's holy, holy, holy. He's holy, holy, holy. He's holy, holy, holy. There's none like the Lord our God. 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 He's holy, holy, holy. He's holy, holy, holy. He's holy, holy, holy. He's holy, holy, holy. There's none like the Lord our God. There is none like the Lord our God. There is none like the Lord our God. He's worthy to be praised. Lift your voice and say, there's none like the Lord our God. There is none like the Lord our God. There is none like the Lord our God. He's worthy to be praised. He's holy, holy. Our God is holy, holy. Our God and King is holy, holy. Our God and King is holy, holy. And the angels sing, he's holy. Let the creature say, he's holy. Let the moon say, he's holy. Let the stars say, he's holy. Let the planet say, he's holy. Let the creation say, he's holy. Let everything that have breath say, he's holy, holy, holy. He's holy. He's holy. Oh, so holy. Yes, he's holy. Oh, our God, our God, our God. He's holy, holy. He's holy, holy. There's none like the Lord our God. No, no. There's none like the Lord our God. No, no. There's none like the Lord our God. Oh, he's holy, holy. He's holy, holy. There's none like the Lord our God. There's none like the Lord our God. There's none like the Lord our God. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, he's worthy, worthy. 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 There's none like the Lord our God. There's none like the Lord our God. There's none like the Lord our God. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, he's worthy, worthy. He's worthy, worthy. He's worthy. Worthy, he's worthy, worthy, he's worthy, worthy. worthy to be praised. He's 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 worthy to be praised. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. He's worthy to be praised, 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 worthy to be praised. Yeah, 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 he's worthy to.
Witnessing teams to go out into the field and sow the word.
sow the word in their heart. Sow the words in the field. Sow that word. Plant these seeds so that I may get a harvest. He's the Lord of the harvest. That means he's the master of the harvest. He is the master seed sower. He is the master healer, the master deliverer, the master redeemer. He is the master breakthrough God, the master miracle worker. He is the master of faith. He is the master of supernatural. He is the master of all. Now turn to Hebrews. Turn to Hebrews 1. And I want to back up everything I say. We're going to move real quick here. Turn to Hebrews 1. And we're going to go to Hebrews 1. Give me a minute to get there. I was there, I lost it, but I'm coming right back. Give me a second here to get back to Hebrews. And it talks about him. We're going to see something here in Hebrews 1 as we move real quickly. I don't want to run out of time. I got very little time here. Let me get back to Hebrews. Let me get back to Hebrews. Are you there? Hebrews 1. Let's look at what Hebrews 1 says real quick. Real quick, I got 10 minutes here. I got to preach in 10 minutes. Let's look at Hebrews 1. It says, God, who at sundry times in diverse manner spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. The prophets were the seed sowers in time past. As in these last days, spoken to us by his son, the master seed sower. Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, whom he had appointed heir of all things. He's heir over all things, by whom also he made the worlds. The world were made by Christ. The world was made by Christ. The master seed sower made the world. The master seed sower. See what it says here? Look at it right there. I'm not making this up. There it is right there in the Word in Hebrews 1. He in these last days spoken to us by his son. Okay, we know that's Jesus Christ, and now Christ Jesus sitting at the right hand side of God, whom he appointed heir of all things. He is now the heir of all things, by whom now, through Jesus Christ, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, the expressest image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right-hand side of the majestic on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he by inheritance attained a more excellent name than they. For unto which other angels said at any time, thou art the Son, thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Verse 6 says, and again, when he bringeth the firstborn into the begotten into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God worship him. And all of the angels said, who maketh his angel spirit and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. So Jesus' throne, Christ Jesus' throne, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is in the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy summit. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hand. They shall perish, but thou shalt remain it. And they shall all wax old as do a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up. And they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? So we see here, as we're talking about Christ, we see here that he is the master seed sower. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, it said God created the heavens and the earth. And as we read all down through Genesis chapter 1 and get down to verse 26 where he's talking about man, we see that the master seed sower had plenty of seeds to sow. We see that in the creations of the earth and of the heavens, we see that the master seed sower had plenty of seed to sow. The master seed sower had plenty of seed to sow. He came bearing seed. He was a seed himself. He was a seed. In John chapter 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Jesus Christ was a seed. He was a seed planted by God. He brought to us the ministry of reconciliation, which includes salvation, deliverance, healing, restoration, restitution, breakthrough, miracles, signs, and wonders. He brought us the ministry of reconciliation. He brought us the word of God. He was a seed, and the word of God is a seed. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are seed carriers. We carry the word of God. We are sowers of the word. We are sowers of faith, sowers of healing, sowers of deliverance. We carry healing seed, faith seed, breakthrough seed, miracle seeds, prosperity seeds. We carry turnaround seeds. Yes, we carry plucking up seed, pulling down seed. Yes, we carry establishment seed. We carry the word of God. We carry word seed. Yes, we carry seed. We are seed sowers going about into the cities and the highways and the byways and the streets and the neighborhood and the project, going about spreading the word of God, spreading the gospel of the kingdom of God, carrying the seed of God and spreading it. Now, in Matthew 13, we see something very profound here. Let me read some of it. In Matthew 12, as the apostles go forth, the prophets go forth, the pastors go forth, the prophets go forth, the evangelists, the teachers, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, as they go forth carrying these seeds and sowing them and doing the work, they are the laborers. They are the laborers. And anybody else who spreads the word of God are laborers. We carry the seed and we're planting the seeds. See, God is sending his people forth into cities, into neighborhoods, into homes, into towns, into villages, carrying seeds and spreading seeds. And Jesus very clearly said there's something that happens, though, in the process of spreading seed. The same day when Jesus, I'm in Matthew 12, 13, listen at this. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat down by the seaside, and a great multitude were gathered together unto him. So he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he began speaking many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow seed. A multitude of people are standing on the shore. Jesus is on the boat. The master seed sower is on the boat, and he is fixing to begin to throw seeds to the people. He's fixing to spread the word of God to the people. He's like a seed spreader. As he opened his mouth and begins to share the word of God, he's spreading seed over the people. Some of them are going to fall on good ground, some of them are not. But let's listen to what Jesus said. And the sower, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Listen at this. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30-fold. Who has an ear to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parable? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now, we're going to skip verse 12, 13, and 14, and verse 15. We're going to come down to verse 16, and it says this. Well, let's look at verse 17. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you are hearing and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. He's talking about himself. When anyone heareth the word of God, so the seed that this sower was sowing was the word. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understand it not, then come the wicked one and cast away that which was sown in their heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into the stony place, the same is he that heareth the word and among and anon with joy received it. Yet he hath not rooted himself, but endured for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorn is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he become unfruitful. But he that received the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understand it, which also bears fruit and bring forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. So we see here, the seed that this seed sower was carrying was the word. This seed sower was carrying the word. This seed sower was carrying the word. This seed sower was carrying the word of God. He was carrying the word of God. My time is up. We're going to have to pick this up next time. Thank you for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. And this is HGKM Harvesting and Gathering Kingdom Ministries Projects Sessions, where we don't talk about nothing but the seed and the harvest. And I thank you for joining me. This session was the Lord of the Harvest, the Master Seed Sower. I'm Apostle Larry T. Barge, and I thank you for joining me here in the studios. And until we meet again, be blessed of the Lord, highly favored and blessed of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Join me next Wednesday at 9 o'clock for another episode here on Apostle Larry Barr Truth Ministry Broadcasting Network. Thank you. Bye-bye.